Yes, this is a special Sunday edition of Pure Opelka, the podcast. Why? Well, things are happening. Things are popping. And I couldn't wait till Monday to get a legal opinion on so much of the news that's swirling around Hollywood, not just this week, but specifically today. Joining us, our good friend, Dr. Wendy Patrick. You should find her at wendypatrickphd.com or on Psychology Today, where she has just posted a new story about how to recognize that sexual harasser at the office. Wendy, first of all, thanks. I know California's crazy this week with all the fires and everything. Is everyone in your family and your world okay?
Oh, yes, Mike. Thanks so much for asking. We're good.
Okay. Well, I worry. I have to worry about my peeps. You know.
That's right.
What a wild week and wild 10 days this Harvey Weinstein story has become. I guess I have a couple of questions. First of all, first time in the history of the Motion Picture Academy of Arts and Sciences, whatever, they boot somebody because the membership overwhelmingly voted to throw him out. Can they take away his Oscars, do you think?
Well, you know, we've seen this kind of thing happen before in other industries. I mean, you know, Lance Armstrong always comes to mind. You talk about stripping somebody of what they've earned over the years. That will remain to be seen, but I got to tell you, Mike, one of the headlines that's dominated the last 2 days has been this contract language that apparently was in Weinstein's contract. And everybody says, oh, it said that you can commit sexual harassment. Well, according to what I'm reading, they didn't use the word sexual harassment. It talked about what would happen if Weinstein, quote, treated someone improperly in violation of the company's code of conduct. And then it goes on to say it's $250,000 for the first time, $500,000 for the second, and then it goes on and on. That is probably one of the most interesting things we've discussed over the last 2 days. And we can look at that in connection with what can they do, because is it within contract language to penalize him one way or another? We are just now finding out about this.
Well, does that mean, well, there's wiggle room in that language for both sides, it seems to me, that the company can have deniability and say, well, we didn't say we were endorsing illegal activity.
Or sexual harassment.
Right, right. And sexual harassment is a crime in California, is it not?
Well, sexual harassment is actionable civilly. Sexual assault is actionable criminally. But Mike, here's the problem, and I address this in the Psychology Today article I just posted. Sexual harassers often graduate to become sexual offenders. Not all the time. There are many people that, I mean, sexual harassment is bad enough, but the research shows that it can be a precursor to sexual assault, and the Harvey Weinstein case is an excellent example of that, both research-based and anecdotally, as we're hearing now, through, what are we up to now, Mike, 30 victims?
Yeah, it's almost at, and I'm not making light of this, Cosby levels, when you talk of the number of people who've come forward and accused Harvey Weinstein of illegal and, as you say, actionable behavior. And now we hear London, British police are investigating 3 alleged incidents. So this may now extend across the pond to England as well, which I don't know if that gives him a bigger problem or a different problem if he was trying to pull a Roman Polanski and leave the country and hide out somewhere. This thing just keeps growing and growing every single day. I've not seen anything like this.
Me neither, Mike. And you know what has characterized this almost from the beginning, that we've got to wait and make sure everything is fact-checked. Do you remember how everyone was scrambling at the beginning, citing Roman Polanski, when news was he was already in Europe, only to find out he hadn't even left the country? So these, he was at his daughter's house, if you remember the 911 call. This is one of those stories where we've got to tread carefully, make sure what we're looking at and reporting on is accurate. I don't know how it is that TMZ managed to obtain Weinstein's 2015 employment contract, but I guess now we have it. And as we move forward, yeah, one of the things that we're talking about is he's now under investigation officially on both sides of the Atlantic, and those cases, whether or not we can get them within the statute of limitations, are going to help prove that patterns make the predator. Can we use these instances of sexual harassment, not to maybe charge crimes everywhere, but maybe use those victims, if a judge allows it, in one of the main cases that could be prosecuted criminally? If it's in New York, for example, where there is no statute of limitations, or if it's in California, where it is still within the statute of limitations.
This thing, you've just opened up doors I didn't even think existed. And now I'm starting to think of the mountain of both civil and possible criminal charges that could come up against Harvey Weinstein, up against his brother, up against the company. And on top of it, we're also seeing Miramax and whomever owns films that have Harvey Weinstein and the company in credits going in and changing the credits to the film, removing them digitally so that name won't appear. This really is, it feels a little bit to me like taking down the statues. You know, the people who are saying we have to remove these statues because these people were awful. It's rewriting history. Look, if he is as bad as everybody says he is or was, the movies were still made, the performances on those screens were still there. But do you take him out of the record? Do we wipe him from history? This is a scary one. I don't want to endorse keeping this guy in any way in a glorified position in the industry, but how do we endorse erasing history? That's the weird question.
Yeah, Mike, it is a weird question. You know, the victims wish they could erase history. Can you imagine? All of those victims wish they could go back in time and have none of it have occurred. But the fact that it did, instead of erasing it, we can learn from it and we can use it as an example, not only of what does sexual harassment look like as a practical matter, but also use it to demonstrate the reality that you and I and probably many of your listeners have known for years. It flies under the radar. It is severely underreported. Victims suffer in silence. And so we don't necessarily want to rewrite the facts. We want to take those facts. We want to learn from them and potentially name and shame others that should have come forward, not the victims, but people that in the industry that knew about it, that knew about victim suffering, and that failed to do anything about it. This is an employer's nightmare. If they had signs or signals that they had an employee or a co-manager, for example, in Weinstein's case, engaging in this behavior, all employers have to make sure that they use this not to erase history, but to make sure this history doesn't repeat itself.
It's going to be interesting to watch. And a strange question on this one, Wendy. Does Harvey Weinstein have, because of that contract that you've been talking about, does Harvey Weinstein possibly have grounds to sue the company that fired him because he can say they knew of his behavior?
Well, the grounds that have been discussed in the news reports that have come out talk about him having mediation, in other words, some kind of a settlement opportunity short of just straight out firing. So that is one of the legal grounds in which he'll no doubt challenge his firing. Now, whether or not he'll be successful is another thing. But just the fact that he would dispute the firing in light of everything else, you know, I mean, obviously a judge or jury, if it ever gets there, has to be fair. But it sounds like it's going to be an uphill battle. But nonetheless, if that's what the contract says, a court might uphold it. So it's a fascinating legal question that has just now arisen, and I'm looking forward to following it to see if we can figure out which way this is going to go.
You know what I can't figure out? It always strikes me that no matter what happens, the lawyers are always going to win. Everybody who's involved in this case is going to get more work.
Well, you know, it's interesting, though. Remember, a couple of lawyers, including Lisa Bloom, have already dropped Mr. Weinstein as a client. So there is something to the guilty by association code that goes into who's going to represent who. Now, obviously, he's going to find somebody happily willing to represent him. But it is true that there are some lawyers who wouldn't want to do it.
Interesting story, and I so appreciate you jumping in on a Sunday and helping me out with this. Your story just went up on psychologytoday.com. It's about how to recognize those possible sexual harassers and sexual harassment at the office, correct?
You know, I there's one today I put up. It's entitled Three Ways to Spot a Sexual Harasser at Work. And then yesterday I posted an article about why sexual harassment victims suffer in silence. Sometimes I feel like people have to understand all of the complicated dynamics that go into being a victim instead of saying, oh, well, they should have just come forward. It's not that simple. So, yes, two new pieces trying to help make some sense of the Weinstein scandal, which, Mike, I hate to tell you, is just the latest, but not the last.
I think this is the tip of the iceberg for Hollywood. Wow. We'll get into this again. We'll keep an eye on it. And Monday, we'll talk more legal questions. I've got a list, Dr. Wendy. I'm going to send them to you. In the meantime, enjoy the rest of your Sunday, and thank you so much for stepping in on this bonus podcast.
Always a pleasure, Mike. I'll talk to you tomorrow.
And there she goes. And here I go. I'm going to enjoy the rest of my Sunday as well. Please be here Monday when we launch a new Puro Pelka podcast covering the news from the entire weekend. And, of course, an update on this crazy story. Testudo, my friends. Testudo.